free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is a huge website, expansive website, and it's free. The vast majority of everything on there. The only thing, I can't think of anything that's not free at freetalklive.com. Go check out the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. We're waving at you on the cam. It's free, too. There's a chat room attached to it. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Kevin in Florida. Kevin.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're on Free Talk Live.
The main reason I called is because I've been listening to you for several months now, and I consider myself a liberal, but I think your arguments are pretty compelling, although I can't help thinking I'm being fooled or something because I really like the federal government. I think it can be a force for good, and I think there's a place. I mean, there's things we needed to do. I think we all agree, right?
Do we need the federal government, Kevin, to do? No, I don't think there's something we need the federal government to do.
Well, I have a question, Kevin. What do you think that, what are the things that you like about the federal government, or like, what do you get out of it that you enjoy?
Well, I think in general, it's ideally a force for good in the lives of common people who don't have, you know, a defender otherwise.
Common people,
well,
a defender against what? States?
I would say that it doesn't actually defend common people because, you know, oftentimes now what we see is it defending the big banks a lot, right? Like they have these bailouts, you know, they can do whatever they want with impunity and they get bailed out. Whereas most regular people, you know, they're still taxed no matter what, whether they agree with what they're paying for or not. And often that's war, right? There's a huge defense budget. And actually, most people's taxes just go to pay the interest on the federal debt, right? Because the debt is just racking up so high. They're spending money they don't have. And, you know, when it comes to police and common people, I mean, there are so many examples of police brutality, police abuse. They're really not the rights defenders that they're supposed to be or that they used to be. I mean, what do you
think
about that?
There are problems. There are problems with the system. But, I mean, we need... Well, I mean, people can't defend themselves against criminals either. I mean,
they can't.
I'd rather be against a criminal.
Wait a second. I mean, police organizations are relatively new on the scene. I mean, the first police organization's about 150 years old from London. Most policing was done by citizens prior to that. People would have weapons in their homes and things like that.
There's this expression, when seconds count, the police are just minutes away, right? And they can't.
Cops are just an organization that clean up the mess.
Well, they can't be everywhere at once, you know, and they can't be there right when they are needed often, you know, when someone needs help, right? And there have been a number of Supreme Court rulings, as I'm sure you've heard about, Kevin, if you've listened to the show before, saying that the cops have no obligation to protect you. You know, there have been instances where they've ignored 911 calls because they didn't believe that they were legitimate or something. And when people really needed help, but then when they sued the police for not protecting them, the Supreme Court said, well, they have no obligation to protect. But the problem is that we do have an obligation to pay for them, or at least they think that we do, and they will hurt us if we don't follow through on paying taxes and going along with the system. And that's the part I have a problem with, is forcing people to fund an organization that has essentially no accountability. And, you know, there's not much recourse when they do something that hurts someone or is wrong. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there are a lot of abuses in the system. I would prefer to make the system better.
Well, wait a second, Kevin. You see, this is the problem of the idea of the perfect government. The problem with government, like, let's say that I want government to do some really great thing. The problem is I come up with the idea, I propose it to my Congress critter, the Congress critter proposes it to his Congress critters, they all promise to do other things with each other, they roll logs, they scratch backs, they do all the things that one does to make sausage and laws.
Luggage.
And they, you know, everybody promises to vote for everybody else's stuff so that they can all spend their kind of money. It finally gets through, and some unaccountable bureaucrat then handles the program, and the program does essentially the opposite of what it was intended to do. Let's talk about feeding people and the welfare program. 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to employ a middle-class bureaucrat in the welfare system, not to take care of people that need food.
Or what about, I mean, the biggest part of the federal government's budget is war, right?
Well, the discretionary budget, but no, actually the largest part is social welfare programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security.
Well, regardless of that, I mean, you're right, I was wrong about that, Mark, but war is a huge part of their budget, and, you know, that's not helping anyone. It's helping people into graves, I suppose, right? Innocent people.
Because, Kevin, everything that we that one person thinks is a legitimate role of any government, federal government included, therefore that opens the door for anybody who believes that any role is a legitimate role of the federal government. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you know, so...
I agree, yeah.
So, I mean, you have this problem where 300 million people want the same organization to do the same stuff, to do different things.
Yeah, well, okay, just brass tacks. They have, the government has to issue currency, right?
No, they don't. I mean, people...
Well, actually, I mean, the Federal Reserve is the one who's making currency right now, and technically they're a private organization.
The Mint does, too.
Right.
Well,
and
are you saying you want a barter system?
Well, I don't think it's barter if you're talking about gold and silver. They've been a currency. Money is a, you know, a unit of exchange. Gold and silver have been a, you know, a term, you know, a unit of exchange for 5,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that gold and silver would necessarily be the unit of exchange.
But why not allow different mediums of exchange? I mean, people have gift certificates now. People have coupons and store credits, and there are different forms of currency that aren't U.S. dollars. The thing about U.S. dollars is that they're so-called legal tender, and that means the government mandates that anyone has to accept them for any debt, public and private, right? And so, I don't know why...
What would I be like if I mandated you take my currency?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't I be like a lunatic with a gun?
That just opens the window for abuse, I think. When
I mean, why is it that we can give badges and silly hats to people and suddenly they have relevance?
Well, but then we've seen this because the federal government is issuing currency right now and they mandate that people have to accept it for any debt, public and private. And what we've seen is that they're creating more, they're injecting credit into the system, and it decreases the value of every dollar out there when the number of dollars and the number of ones and zeros in computers and bank accounts keeps multiplying. And so really it kind of devalues everybody's money when they're constantly creating more money and doing these stimulus programs. So, I mean, I really think that the legal tender laws are opening the door for a lot of abuse in terms of how the money is managed. And if we had competing currencies that were allowed to exist, some would fail, no doubt, and some would be mismanaged, but some would do great. And people would always have different options about how to purchase things and how to pay debts. So
that's fascinating. Well, what about enforcement of contracts? We needed the justice system to do that at least, right? And it's
well, what about, I mean, don't Equifax, are you really just setting up these softballs for us? So Equifax and TransUnion
nice,
have
Mark.
A pretty, I think he might be. Equifax and TransUnion are pretty good systems for handling people who don't, you know, live up to their contracts, wouldn't you say?
I'm not familiar with those systems.
Those are
they're the
credit reporting agencies.
There are three agencies that issue credit reports on
credit.
People.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
and
right.
Sure, those probably have some problems too. You know, I think that
nothing's perfect.
There are people who criticize the way that credit ratings are issued, but
sure. The
idea, Kevin, is that you know there might be these agencies that would issue kind of reputation ratings on people, kind of like eBay reputation, right? Like when you sell something on eBay, you get feedback from buyers and stuff like that.
It's just a heck of a lot better than what the federal government does. Somebody breaks your contract, you have to decide whether or not it's worth the $50,000 to take your case through court with the federal government with the government.
I think the way that contracts are today also, the current system really puts the advantage on whoever has written the contract or whoever has more lawyers. And I think we've all signed contracts before with, like, for instance, cell phone providers.
Sure. Read.
Are the classic example that are miles long and they have all these different clauses and they can change them whenever they want to, but you can't change the contract, but they can change it whenever they want. And you know, I think those contracts get really cumbersome, so the system that we have now is has a lot of flaws too.
Kevin, let me leave you with this question. If if you propose that the world is full of bad people, what would you want a monopoly organization that bad people could get control of? If the world is full of good people, what would you need a monopoly organization for? If the world is full of good and bad people, wouldn't the bad people be attracted to the monopoly organization of force and privilege?
Excellent point.
Kevin, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I like that call.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Check out shop.freetalklive.com. It is an opportunity for you to do the shopping that you do online already with Amazon and Newegg, but doing it through Free Talk Live. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a little cut of what it is that you purchase, the purchase price, I should say. And you'll get the same great prices, the same great service, same great everything from Amazon. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, we just had a call from Kevin, and I've got to say, I like liberals best when it comes to talking about the ideas of liberty. I'm a, you know, I'm an ethnic conservative. I come from a conservative family, and you know, I certainly was a Republican before I was a libertarian, and all these kind of things. And but you know, so this is coming from me. I like liberals because you can often talk to them about the philosophy of things, and they get it. When I hit him with that, you know, if all people are good, if all people are bad, if people are good and bad, you use this. You can really hit him with that. I often find the conservatives
you
are not
hit him.
Well, okay.
You present them with
present
the
them with the information, right? I often find that you know, conservatives not as open to they're much more utilitarian in the way that they talk about things. And
well, they're, you know, conservatism. The whole idea of conservatism.
These are generalizations.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't the word conservative or like the roots of conservatism meaning they don't want things to change? They would like to go back to a point in the past, or they think the past was better?
I'm not sure what people believe when they say that they're conservative or liberal, because the terms
right.
are so broad and
yeah,
expansive.
For sure. That's totally
that people
true.
Don't even know what, you know, like, oh, well, yeah, I'm conservative, but
it can mean a
I'm
lot
not
of
conservative
different things.
Like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Let me give you an example. Here's a really good example I love to use. My grandmother's brother, so my great-grandmother found my grandmother's brothers, my, what would these be, great-uncles or something like that, with playing cards in the house. And she went out to the tree and got a hickory
stick. That's a sin.
And beat the dog crap out of those boys for playing cards.
That's horrible.
Now, anybody,
that's really sad.
Well, this was how things were done. I mean, you've got to figure this is 1927 or something, and
yeah,
this is a gal come over from the old country.
Still doesn't make it okay.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
this is
I
how
know.
Life went.
I know.
And no conservative, very few conservatives today would consider the possession of playing cards a corporal punishable offense. And that's because
I don't know. I
conservatives
know. Maybe
aren't on the same page. Like, conservatism is a thing that changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
I will contend that conservatism is, in fact, a hearkening back to a better time, and one has, you know, whatever time that is in their mind. Other people would say, well, it is a you know, an adherence to sort of biblical
values.
Standards, right?
Yeah.
This, sort of these values,
religious
but these values.
Values.
The point that I tried to make is, these values do in fact change over time.
Mm-hmm.
That they only lag behind the date by 50 or 60 years. So you know, they really don't want, you know, they're not conservative in the sense that conservatism is always the same thing. Liberty, always the same thing. And it's a real
yeah,
principle, whereas conservatism isn't. And liberals, you know, they want to be progressive in some ways, but you know, what I would ask to many liberals is, turning over the role of whatever it is that you're turning over to the government progress? Really? You've
yeah.
got a monopoly
organization? The
opposite
organization? Of progress is Congress, and I don't usually like to make those truisms and stuff, but it is true that, I mean, anything that the government does is tends to be really mired down in bureaucracy. It's really inefficient, and not only that, I think the more important thing is that it's funded non-consensually. You know, people are forced to pay for it and forced to participate in it, whether they want to or not. And that's the thing that really bugs me about the system that we have today.
Some
and, you
liberals
know,
would say that if you don't force people to participate in whatever program it is, then they won't participate, and therefore we won't have enough people participating in order to make it work. Social
yeah.
Security or welfare or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would contend that many people don't participate in these organizations, these things already. Only 28.1, I think. I figured it out sometime recently, but 28 point something percent of people pay income tax currently.
Mm-hmm.
That means that more than 70% of Americans currently don't pay income tax. So really, you need everybody to be involved in a program in order to take care of people? And let's not forget that 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to middle-class
oh,
bureaucrats
yeah.
that administer the program. You know, not-for-profits can handle these things much more efficiently, so you don't even need 28% of people.
They did for a very long time.
Yes, they did.
You know, in America.
Sure.
And, you know, one more thing about Kevin's call. You know, first I want to say I can really relate to him. I think that probably people who listen to me on the show, you know, I've been accused of being a bleeding heart, whatever,
oh, yeah,
on the
what?
Show. And yeah, sure, whatever. I'll wear that badge proudly, you know, and I can really relate to someone like Kevin, who obviously has compassion for his fellow human beings and stuff like that. I think that's really admirable. But, you know,
he beats the heck out of Bob Amal to glass, right?
Oh, yes, I completely agree with that. But, you know, he called in and said that the government is the friend to the downtrodden and to the poor people or vulnerable people in society. And I really don't think that's true. And I think, you know, Kevin, if you listen to Free Talk Live, you'll hear a lot of stories. If you go to any poor neighborhood or maybe minority neighborhood, let's just say
the victims of government.
Yeah, they're not the friends. You know, the cops are not their friends. They don't answer the door for police.
They mostly keep the poor out of the country, too. I mean, the guys with badges, government is keeping the poor out of the country. Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Illinois here. Matt?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
All's
hey,
well.
Matt.
What would you like to talk about?
That's good. A while back, I'm going to change the subject here a little bit. A while back, I called in asking for, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Telling about, I've been involved with a company doing research, and I've let myself become a guinea pig for money.
And, you were participating in some clinical trials, right, of things like food additives, if I recall, right?
Correct. Okay. I've actually been involved with three studies, and I am doing a fourth one as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some information for you because you seemed interested.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the company is called Provident. It's out of Addison, Illinois, but they recently were bought up by a European company called BioFortis.
And by the way, Matt, is it okay if you talk about this on the, like, did you sign any kind of a non-disclosure agreement or anything? Or sometimes they don't like you.
It's fine.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I was going to say. I went to look at what the results were for the studies that I had participated in, and they haven't been published yet, and they'll go up on their website, and that's what I was calling you to tell them.
Okay,
so
cool. So it's publicly available. That's cool.
Correct. And the only way I'll know which participant I was is if I go and get my number. It's all done with numbers. And right now, so I did a study to see if oregano helped memory.
Mm-hmm.
I did a study for an additive to see if it hurt anybody's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a study for cranberry juice to see if it helped the urinary tract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm doing a study to see if non-fat dairy will help high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any answers on any of these questions that you've asked?
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Again, they haven't published any of it. That's why I called to give you the information. When it comes out, it'll be available to everybody on their website.
Cool.
Very good.
Yep.
Matt, thanks for the call, letting us know about this. It is very interesting.
Yeah.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. As a matter of fact, you can also, there's a telephone number there you can call, and they'll take care of you that way. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, we had a rush of calls there, which was really great.
This we love Free calls. Talk Live.
That's what we do here. But we were going to talk about an article you had about. I remember is a listing of six and gay. That's all I remember.
Okay, so six gay guys and
walk into a bar.
No, there was something I mentioned earlier that I had some comic relief for us.
Okay.
So this is hilarious, but it also relates to liberty because we can talk about the politicians and their hypocrisy. And
okay.
Stuff. So, okay, this article is called The Six Worst Excuses by Anti-Gay Public Figures Caught Doing Allegedly Gay Things.
So, gotcha.
So it goes down.
We all know what gay things are.
Yeah, we do. Is that kind of like munching on a sausage during the show, Mark?
Yeah, I was having a pepperoni sausage there. Those all in one piece. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about
people
that?
People who are watching on the cam.
It's a convenient shape for food. I mean, lots of food comes in that shape.
It's true.
The pictures of the politicians during the Iowa situation, the Iowa Ames straw poll, they had pictures of pretty much every politician eating some kind of hot dog or corn dog or something like that.
Oh, and then they were photoshopped to no end. I've seen those.
Well, I haven't seen the photoshopped ones.
I've only seen the photoshopped ones.
You know, it's enough with a corn dog,
right?
It just
proves what I look at on the internet. Yeah,
well, God knows. You're a dirty, dirty girl, Stephanie.
Oh, I like it that way. Anyway, so number six is meth and massage. By the way, this is from New York Magazine. Megachurch preacher Ted Haggard initially claimed that his relationship with male prostitute Mike Jones was totally innocent. Jones had merely sold him meth and given him a massage. That's what he said.
What's the big idea?
Right. Yeah, and Ted Haggard he ran one of these mega churches in the southern U.S.
You have to go all the way. He was in Colorado, and that's where his church is.
I think so, yeah.
And then he went to, like, Denver, and it was several, you know, a great deal of ways away. You can get a massage anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, somebody will give you a massage anywhere. Meth, a little harder to get, I would imagine. I don't know. Haven't tried to pick any up for myself.
No, I'm not quite sure, but I think, like, where is he now, Ted Haggard? I think he might be still married to his wife and has since come out as bisexual, which, as a bisexual, it helps perpetrate the myth that everybody who says they're bi is actually really gay and there's no such thing as a real bisexual.
I think that I've heard this is just stuff I've read, right? That men are much more likely to be one or the other, and that women are, it tends to be about relationships much more for women than it is for men.
I don't know. I've kind of heard that too, and I don't really know. I think maybe a lot of it has to do with a huge cultural stigma that's on being gay for men. You know what I mean?
Could be.
I think there's just a taboo, as Dale says. Dale was one of the former co-hosts of Free Talk Live. Now he has Prometheus Unchained, an LGBT show.
Yes.
But he likes to say
that... You've got pork therapy.
Yes. PORCtherapy.com is my website. You can hear all my shows there if you like my voice or what have you. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Dale likes to say about men and expressing affection that there's just this huge taboo against men, even straight men or whatever, even showing any kind of affection towards each other, so much so that when men hug, if they hug, they actually have to hit each other. It's like the violent hug.
Hit right? on the back.
Yeah, they can't even do a normal hug. Whereas with women, it's encouraged, basically, as long as they look femmy, right? You're supposed to look all femmy, and, you know, it's okay if they express affection for other women, but not for men.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I wonder. I think there probably are more people out there who are LGBT who are closeted and just don't come out because of social pressures. And there certainly are a lot of them.
Do you have to know in order to be gay? I mean, because there's...
No, you could be questioning.
There's a lot of guys that, that seem to come out. I don't, you know, I'm just... My own experience in my life seem to come out later in life, you know, in their 30s or 40s. You'd think that you'd have it all down by now. I feel... I'm 40 years old. I feel like I understand my sexuality pretty well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But... Then they just, you know, they marry and then they have kids and they decide, no, this isn't for me.
Well, you know, the thing is about being straight, it's hard to understand this if you are straight, but everything in culture is so, it's called heteronormative. Mm-hmm. It's so heteronormative. It means that everything is about being straight. Every relationship that's depicted in songs, in movies, in TV, in magazines, anything you'd think of, it's all about being straight. And
yeah, makes sense.
If you're gay or bisexual or even transgendered, maybe you don't see those things portrayed, and so you don't have, you sort of
There's
don't even
normal
know
to
that.
Look at.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You don't even really know that it's an option, and so I can understand why a lot of people who fall along that spectrum, it takes them kind of a while to sort things out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Ted Haggard really is bisexual, or maybe he's gay. I don't really care too much, but. There's this idea of him being a preacher and talking about how it's really bad to do homosexual things and be gay, and yet at the same time he's with this prostitute, this man who is selling him meth and giving him a massage. They don't say where they're massaging, right?
Right.
They don't say which part of him that he's massaging. So anyway, it has an element of comedy, but also an element of sadness to it as well. Okay, so number five is innocent chit-chat. Indiana state lawmaker Phil Hinkle claims that he doesn't know why he met an 18-year-old man in a hotel room recently after arranging the rendezvous on Craigslist, but that the two merely talked of baseball and the view.
Sweet.
He met this 18-year-old guy on Craigslist in a hotel room.
How'd they find out?
To talk about baseball. I don't know how that got found out. Okay. I'm not sure, but he's in Indiana.
And he's just, yeah, they're in the hotel room just talking about baseball and the
yeah.
view. Well, apparently somebody doesn't know how to put the moves on somebody else then.
You know, a lot of these people just deny it. Deny. Like, I think this was the guy, Phil Hinkle. Maybe I'm mistaken, and it was the next guy who's mentioned, Larry Craig. But one of them was saying, I am not gay. I never have been gay. I never will be gay. Like, there's this famous quote of him saying that after he was caught.
I know gay, and I, sir, am not gay.
Right. And it's like, who cares? You know, there is an openly gay out politician, Barney Frank, and there are a lot more of them, right? I mean, you'd think that it wouldn't be too big of a deal, but...
Well, it's got to be hard to run as a Republican and be gay.
I suppose so, yeah, and I think that's really unfortunate. And, you know, things are going to change when people see this stuff as normal. It's not a disease. It's not something wrong with people. It's not immoral. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a normal variation of human sexuality.
So there's people that are born with it and people that sort of end up that way from, you know, nature versus nurture. And apparently this has...
Nobody knows why people turn out to be... whatever orientation they are, but it's speculated that it's some combination of genetics and environmental factors. And when I say environment, I recently just started researching this, but I don't necessarily just mean like the way that their parents treated them or gave them toys or whatever, but things like the influence of hormones when they're in the womb, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that could depend on the mother's status or if they had a twin, you know, a twin of a different gender or the same gender or whatever. So all those things can influence people.
They've done a lot of studies on twins and gayness and stuff like that. And
there is some genetic component from the twin studies.
Yep.
You know, that there's some increased likelihood if one twin is gay, there's some increased likelihood of the other twin also being gay. But
I don't think when you boil it down, it really matters.
No.
Because if I felt gay, I would want to be able to be who I felt like I was without all these recriminations that that go along with it.
Oh, yeah.
If people were wanting to heap those recriminations upon me, I'm just going to assume those people are bad weirdos, and I am not going to, spend much time thinking about them otherwise. I know people think those things about me now.
But it would be great to do that, but sometimes it can be so overwhelming.
Sure,
when it seems like everyone in society is kind of against you. But anyway.
Well, that's why they move to enclaves in a lot of cases, you know, places like San Francisco.
Oh, the gayborhood.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a celebrated thing, but it could also be kind of a ghetto thing, which we don't want. Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Coming up, we got the wide stance.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You might be able to get your, we might be able to squeeze your call in here at 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition. It's the last segment with Mark.
Wow, time flies. It's Stephanie.
Time goes by.
We're going to have to get through the rest of this list pretty quickly, but I think it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, go right through. Plow right ahead. First off, tell me about the Free State Project.
Well, the Free State Project is an idea that's bringing together 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to go move to New Hampshire and affect positive change in a liberty direction in their lifetimes. And I moved here for the Free State Project in 2006, and I'm really happy I've done that.
So have, almost 1,000 movers at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go check it out at freestateproject.org.
And by the way, they have two events each year, Pork Fest, which is a camping festival, and Liberty Forum, which is the sort of like a conference at a hotel. And if you're curious about the Free State Project, if you want to meet some of the community here in New Hampshire, those are good events to do it at.
Excellent. Let's go to Paul in South Bend and talk to him about his moving to New Hampshire. Paul.
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's going on?
I really love your show, and I had previously thought about moving to New Hampshire myself years ago, but I never actually did it. I really like being a libertarian, although I don't like the Libertarian Party because it's too confining. But anyway.
Yeah, I completely relate to that.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I did some investigation at one point on the internet, and they said that one of the downsides of New Hampshire is since they don't have much taxes, they don't fix the roads, and there's these potholes, and it's terrible driving, and you just do want to live there because the roads are so terrible. Is that true or not?
Wow. Actually, no. So I lived in Massachusetts before I moved to New Hampshire, and comparing the roads in Massachusetts where they have tolls, a state income tax, and a state sales tax, and all kinds of god-awful other regulations, the roads in Massachusetts, especially the main highways, are worse than the ones in New Hampshire.
Right.
And especially after the winter when they get frost heaves and stuff like that, and they try to fix them and stuff like that, but It just doesn't.
I'd say there's a difference between sort of highways and byways, you know, the little neighborhood roads and things like that, and that generally neighborhood roads in New England in general are not good just because of the kind of it's, you know, roads are tough to keep up in this area, not as easy as it was in Florida. I can see how one might draw that conclusion living in New Hampshire, but it seems to be the same way in Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts, the ones that I pay attention to.
Okay, that's good information.
I mean, it does, Paul, one point to bring up. If you do move to New Hampshire and you want to be driving around in the winter, it makes sense to invest in a set of snow tires, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely good sense.
They call Subaru the state car of New Hampshire because, you know, I mean.
I have a Toyota and it does pretty well.
Yeah.
It's all-wheel drive, though. Anything with all-wheel drive.
How about living down near the ocean on New Hampshire on that side of the state? Is that better than...
As far as the activism, you know, it's near Manchester, but it seems to be that the most in terms of activism is happening in either Manchester and Concord or Keene. And, you know, people move to Grafton or move up north or the Seacoast. Oftentimes they want to be left alone or something like that. But, I mean, the Seacoast is a nice place to live. There definitely is a growing community there as well.
Okay. Can I bring up one more issue or can I only
sure.
talk about one thing at a time?
No, go ahead.
This is a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about how to address people, and I was in a national corporation's training class, and we were told to address all customers as either sir if they were male, appear to be male, or ma'am if they appear to be female. And I stuck my hand up, and I said, coming from the Midwest, ma'am doesn't seem to be that appropriate.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people... A lot of people consider ma'am to be a derogatory term. Are you calling me old?
What would you call them instead, miss or madam? I mean, each of those can be loaded as well.
That's the problem, and I definitely agree with your comments about girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, what do you say? I don't really know.
Yeah, and it's tough in a situation where you're just dealing with a customer. It's tough to kind of establish that relationship and say, well, how do you prefer to be addressed? And then are you just supposed to remember it the next time you see them or what?
Paul, I think you should just refer to them all as sovereign. And if nothing else, it'll confuse them. They'll ask some questions, and you can tell them that you believe that they're a sovereign individual able to make their own decisions.
So
I
started to object, and the guy basically was going to fire me and throw me out of the class because he was from Knoxville at Tennessee, and he was so outraged that I would question the ma'am thing. And... So the point I want to make is this appears to be very regional.
Ma'am is regional. I don't think sir is nearly as regional, but these are loaded terms because we've had people who've called in on this show that we honestly haven't known their genders, and we've been confused, and you don't know what to do. I mean, if somebody claims to be a particular gender, if I call you and I claim to be, my name's Dorothy, and I have a problem. I mean, are you really going to call me?
Or somebody calls in with an androgynous voice and says, my name's Randy.
Right.
What do you do?
Right. I mean, so these are the issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I have fallen in love with your show, and I'm going to be a regular listener on Sunday night anyway.
Thanks, Paul.
Awesome.
We're on 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at freetalklive.com, and anybody can listen to us there.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, so back into this article about the six...
Backing into the gay article.
Yes, that's right. We're taking the back door and the six worst excuses by anti-gay public figures caught allegedly doing gay things. So this is the Wide Stance. Former Idaho Senator Larry Craig famously blamed a Wide Stance for inadvertently signaling to his next-door stall neighbor, who turned out to be a police officer, that he wanted to engage in some bathroom sex. In reality, Craig's exact phrase was that he was a wide guy, which may actually be even worse than an excuse than having a wide stance. This is the guy who was tapping his foot in the airport bathroom, I think.
Yes. I thought it was you had to, wave your hand. I thought that was the thing.
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that aspect of culture, being a woman, and, you know, I don't spend much time in men's bathrooms, but, you know.
It doesn't happen to me in a bathroom either, so go figure.
Do you have a wide stance?
I hadn't really considered. I don't know. I have nothing to compare it to.
Gotcha. Okay, this is probably one of my favorite ones. They get better and better, but documenting weight loss. After nude photos of Puerto Rican Senator Robert Arango showed up on the gay networking app Grindr, Arango explained, you know, I've been losing weight, and as I shed the weight, I've been taking pictures. Arango must have lost a lot of weight in his anus because it's featured in one of the photos. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Just blatant.
Oh, good stuff.
Blatant lies. Okay, here's one that's shocking. Black people. Florida State Representative Bob Allen claimed that the only reason he agreed to perform fellatio on an undercover cop and pay him $20 is because the cop was a pretty...
Who does that?
Yeah, he's paying the cop to let, you know...
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So, is because the cop...
Now I'm convinced gay folks are weird. Go ahead.
Well, maybe just the closet cases like this guy,
okay.
You know, who couldn't really be healthy about it. But anyway, so... It was the only reason he paid the cop $20 and performed fellatio on him was because the cop was, quote, a pretty stocky black guy, and there was nothing but other black guys around in the park, and Allen was afraid he was about to be a statistic, quote unquote. Apparently, horrible racist is way better than being gay.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I'm stunned.
Ugh, they just dig themselves into holes. It's unbelievable. Okay, and then the number one, luggage help. This is one of my favorites. I like all of them. But George Reckers, the vehemently anti-gay activist and co-founder of the Family Research Council. Now, this is the people who are coordinately filing complaints with the FCC anytime there's something on TV that they think is not family values friendly.
Sure.
And they have a lot of anti-gay stuff, I think.
This is the Family Television Council.
The Family Research Council.
Oh, Family Research.
So they're all about the religious values and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, George Reckers, the co-founder of Family Research Council, insisted that he brought a male escort on his trip to Spain because he'd, quote, had surgery and couldn't lift his luggage. So he'd done what everybody looking for luggage help does. He went on rentboy.com and hired someone with a perfectly built 8-inch unit.
Oh, God.
Quote from the person's profile on there.
So this is they found out how he did.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow it came out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The red boy talked or something. Yeah.
You know, I mean, because the story makes some sense. Well, you know, if you hire a valet, who's to know whether the valet is straight or gay or
well,
whatever?
Well, but this is from a gay escort website.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
I found the valet.
Really work out there. Your story is falling apart now.
So I don't know. I mean, these stories are
so I went
humorous.
To the Craigslist section. And I got one of the girls from the personals ads to clean my house. What's the big deal?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these stories are funny, but it's also pretty tragic that, you know, there's so much deception and closeting that goes on, and I long for the day when it's completely fine in society for anybody to be openly gay. But this just shows that politicians have no problem with lying.
This clearly shows the mental anguish they're going through, too.
Yeah.
In the meantime, freetalklive.com, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. live, anytime, recorded.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.